It's Tuesday, the 27th of May, and I'm Tonata Kadila with your 1 p.m. news. MTC and the United Nations have signed a Memorandum of Understanding to promote sustainable development through digital transformation. The collaboration will bridge the digital divide by combining MTC's technological expertise with the UN's development goals. Here's MTC spokesperson Erasmus Nekundi.
The partnership really focuses on key areas of fostering economic recovery and technological progress that is aligned with Namibia's national development plans, including your National Development Plan 6, Vision 2030, Agenda 2063, the United Nations Cooperation Framework for 2025 and 2029, and of course the Sustainable Development Goals. The collaboration is really centered around four strategic pillars, that is effective governance and public service delivery, economic recovery, transformation and resilience, sustainable development and green growth, and of course human development and community resilience.
The Ministry of Home Affairs has dismissed claims that the visa on arrival system harms the country's image, calling a recent article misleading. The ministry highlighted the system's success with over 70,000 users and 100 million Namibia dollars in revenue. Spokesperson Margaret Kalo says the system is both effective and beneficial to the country.
The visa on arrival program is not only operational, it is producing tangible and measurable results, contrary to the unfounded claims presented in the aforementioned article. There is no evidence of a decline in tourist arrivals. In fact, Namibia continues to be regarded as a highly attractive and accessible destination for international travelers.
Sudanese rebels from the Rapid Support Forces are using internationally banned weapons made in the United States. That's according to Sudanese Culture and Information Minister Khalid Ali Al-Aissa. Last week, the U.S. State Department said they intend to impose sanctions on Sudan within 2 weeks over the alleged use of chemical weapons by the country's government in 2024. The Sudanese government, however, called the accusations a lie, not supported by any evidence. In regional news, UDM leader Bantu Holomisa has called for a joint investigation by South Africa and the United States into claims of a white genocide in SA. This follows comments by U.S. President Donald Trump alleging violence against white farmers, claims the South African government has denied.
There should be a specific committee manned by the two countries, which will be addressing the issue of this serious allegation of genocide. Who misled the whole world that there was a genocide? Was this emanating from South Africans or was it a sponsored propaganda?
And self-driving cars are to be used for public transport in Germany for the first time from tomorrow. The pilot project was presented on Monday by railway operator Deutsche Bahn. The AFP news agency reports that passengers will be able to order a driverless car via an app within a specified area. The service, which is similar to the ride-hailing platform Uber, is due to be part of a local public transport network. Find all these stories and much more on our website, featuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.